However, if you're protesting on it, you're ridging on it, ridging is a specialized word. You know, you have two flows meeting each other. You can kind of get the idea of two fire hoses squirting against each other. And where the water flows meet, you're going to wind up with a hard chunk of water. Well, that's what happened. You know, you're intending or efforting or flowing towards a PC, and he's flowing towards you, and you wind up with a solid ridge. And it's in the solid ridges that you get all kinds of pictures, and you have mass there, matter, energy, space, and time. So there's not a whole lot more here to say. I could go on and give more examples of how you should grant beingness to a PC and why and so forth. And your best reference on that is to study all the LRH tapes. The one thing that I can stress very, very heavily, that auditing is for use in life. Sometimes I'll be talking about a PC, or I'll talk about a session or a counseling or something like this. But really, all of these principles apply across all of life. If you find somebody that is giving you a hard time, they're trying to do you in. Well, you don't want that beingness. You know, you're going to ridge, and you're going to protest that beingness, and you're going to fight back and so forth. Anything that you fight back against in the physical universe is going to persist. If nothing else, you're going to make so many pictures of the thing trying to stop it that you're going to wind up dramatizing it after a while. You try to stop people from lying and try to stop people from lying and try and try and try and try. Pretty soon you're going to be the biggest liar there ever was, because you have so many pictures of nothing but lies that's all that you wind up doing. So in this two rules for a happy life, you should be able to experience anything, be able to confront anything, and you should cause only those effects that others could experience easily. And one of the things that people have a lot of trouble with experiencing is whenever somebody is trying to keep them from being something. Now, Thetan can be anything. He can be a thought, he can be a rock, he can be a body, he can be a wind, whatever he decides to be. Beingness is just an identity. He can be a job. He can be a great many things. And if you're going to make the PC better, then you have to grant them beingness to be bad. You have to grant them beingness to be totally insane, if that's what you have to do. And the more that you fight against what the PC is being, the harder it's going to be for that PC to actually contact it and erase it. And if he's not happy, or he's not willing to share with you some of these horrible beingnesses, particularly when you're running the overts and withholds and grade two and so forth, he doesn't feel safe with you. He's not going to tell you that he went and murdered all those people, because you're not granting him the beingness to be a murderer, even if for the brief time that he takes him to look at that picture. So granting of a beingness is not only important in a session, it's also important in life. If you're not granting your neighbors the beingness to play loud music, and you're protesting this loud music, you're going to find it very difficult to get them to turn the music down. You go there and scream at them, "Turn down that music," and probably they won't. But you know, if you grant the beingness to have loud music, and you go there and says, "Man, this is great music, you know, I really like it, but my kids can't sleep. Is there anything we could do about that?" Well, the guy is, all of a sudden he's gonna understand what's going on, and he'll try to help you out, just simply because you granted him some beingness. Reality. Some of these things may sound a little weird. You know, you should grant a guy beingness to make a lot of noise and disturb you, but you'll find that the minute you start ridging on people, the minute that you start protesting and you try to keep them from doing something, if they're below 2.0 on the tone scale, they're going to be more messed, not energy, space, and time. They're going to be more solid than they are if they're above. It's kind of a reach and withdraw kind of goes along this line. You know, if a guy's below 2.0 and he reaches for something, it's going to withdraw from him. And if he really wants to meet that girl, she's going to take off. And he wants her to stay away, she's going to follow him around. Now, same thing, male, female, makes no difference. If he really wants something, it's going to go away. And if you really don't want something, it's going to come in to you. So anytime you're below 2.0, you're refusing to grant beingness in one way or another. You're not in a very good tone level or very good case shape as far as beingness goes. You're fairly limited in what you'll be and what you'll let other people be. And once you get above this, of course, when you get up into the band of theta, when you're more life than you are messed, if you reach for something, well, then it comes to you. And if you withdraw from something, it stays away. This is one of the things that gets people in trouble. They get below 2.0 on the tone scale, and everything they want, they wind up not getting, and everything they don't want, they got lots of it. That's because they're not granting that particular thing the beingness. Ron talks a lot about being able to duplicate or confront things. Well, we duplicate and we confront all of the pretty things in life. And, of course, when we confront them and we look at them, we as-is them or make them disappear. We look at them as-is or as they are, and we make a perfect copy of them, and they disappear. And the things that we're not looking at, the things we refuse to look at, the things that we refuse to grant beingness to, nobody ever as-is those things, and they persist more and more and more and more. So really, granting beingness to the pre-clear is actually as-ising his own case, or his case for him, in a way. If you don't mind at all that he's going to be an axe murderer, and you're perfectly willing to sit there and listen to him tell you about all the people he chopped up, he's going to get better because you're actually confronting and handling his bank and his case. And if you're not about to grant him any beingness, and you don't want him to be an axe murderer, and you don't want to hear him about his axe murder exploits, he's going to be stuck with that picture, that Ingram, or that postulate until somebody else finally does grant him the beingness to be that and actually looks at it. So this ties into a great many things, granting of beingness. You could almost say that the things that you don't grant beingness to, that you refuse to let be as is, you're going to wind up with those things all the time. But if you'll just simply confront them and say, okay, well, it is. You know, yeah, it's horrible, but these are all matter. You know, goodness, badness, beautifulness, and ugliness are all alike consideration and have no other basis than opinion. This is in the factors. For one, one person, something may be extremely beautiful. And then something, the same exact thing to another person, it's horrible. It's just terrible. And so, anything good or bad is only consideration, and it's only consideration from one particular viewpoint. From the white cloak killer, white cloaks are bad, bad, bad. And if you're a white cloak, white cloaks are good, good, good. It's just simply a matter of where you're at on the track at a particular time, what beingness you're assuming. If you're being a criminal, then you hate cops. And if you're being a cop, then you hate criminals. So we switch back and forth between all these identities and beingnesses all down the track. So as long as you'll grant beingness to a pre-clear, as long as you'll grant beingness to everybody else in your life, you're going to get along just fine. All this really is just being able to confront that particular thing, just, you know, face it without flinching or avoiding. You don't have to like it or dislike it. You don't do anything. You just confront it. And if you'll confront the PC, regardless of what's going on, and let him do whatever that he's doing, you'll find that your PCs will zoom along very well. And if you will just confront life and grant other people to be the beingness to do whatever they want to do, you will get along fine. And as long as you don't cause anybody any effects that they can't experience easily, you'll be a very happy person. Be able to experience anything and cause only those effects that others can experience. So these two rules and this little lecture on beingness, I hope, will produce much case gain in your clients. And as you counsel them as a minister, you should always be aware that the less that you grant beingness to aberration, the harder it is for that aberration to be vanquished or as-is or disappear. And the more that you're willing to let the person be aberrated, the better results you have. Some auditors, well, not necessarily auditors, but just people in general, they see a crazy guy standing there screaming at the air, and they cross the street, and they get away from him, and they don't want anything to do with that fellow. But actual fact, if you walk up to him and kind of look around and ask him why he's screaming at the air, you'll come up tone immediately, because you're granting him beingness to be nuts or scream at the air or whatever, and he'll go into communication with you, and he'll probably give you a real good reason why he's screaming at the air. At least from his viewpoint, he's going to give you a good reason. And if you come along and try to beat him out of it, you're just going to wind up with him screaming louder and louder and louder. You know, it's funny, we talk about granting beingness to other people and other things and other flows. One of the most important people that you can grant beingness to is yourself. Most people have a lot of trouble with that. For example, you'll treat yourself much, much worse than you would a friend. You won't give yourself the benefit of a doubt. Now, let's say that your friend went out and, you were married to a very nice man, and your girlfriend came along, and she did this and that and the other thing, and first thing you know, she caused you a divorce. Well, you would be pretty mad at that person, as a general rule, and you would maybe not want to speak to him again, or you would have a certain amount of antagonism towards that person. But now, if you did that, if you were doing that, you'd be 10 times as hard on yourself as somebody else. Somebody might speak rudely to you, and you look at them and go, well, you know, maybe they had a bad day. But for yourself, you'll really jump all over yourself for it. So one of the best pieces of advice I can give you is grant yourself some beingness. We usually are much, much harder on ourselves than we are other people. Something that we'll just whip ourselves and beat ourselves over and regret, and oh, we wish we hadn't have done it, and torture ourselves for years and years and years and lifetimes over. If somebody else did the same thing to us, we would sit there and say, well, you know, maybe they had a bad day, or maybe there was a reason why they did that. We would tend to give them the benefit of the doubt. And ourselves, we won't. We won't grant ourselves beingness. We won't grant ourselves beingness to be wrong. And that's one of the most important things that you can do, is allow yourself to be wrong. In fact, the whole grade four, you know, fixed ideas and keeping yourself right, making everyone else wrong. And this is just simply refusing to grant beingness to yourself to be wrong, or anybody else to be right. This particular computation feels that there's only so much rightness in the world, and if anybody else has got some, you're wrong. And so this is one of the things you can do to kind of keep the bank off of you. You see yourself acting badly, and when you're all just trying to suppress yourself, don't do that, you will not grant yourself the beingness to be crazy. And strange as it seems, the minute that you allow yourself to be crazy, you go sane. And as long as you're not going to look at it, you're not going to confront it, you're not going to do anything about it, you're going to bury it over here under the corner and throw a black screen over it or something, it's going to sit there, and it's going to fester, and it's going to fester, and it's going to fester, and you're going to have all kinds of imaginary things going on. And the minute that you look at it and say, well, you know, that was a really crazy thing I did there. Okay, well, I did a crazy thing. I forgive myself and go on about your business. You know, in other words, you grant yourself beingness to be wrong, all right, and you'll find that your life will go along quite a bit better. And if you'll just give yourself the same break you would somebody, a total stranger gets screams and holler at you, and you think, wow, you know, what's wrong with that guy? Maybe he's getting divorced or something. You know, you'll give him a little bit of a break, a little bit of benefit of the doubt, but you will not give yourself that same break or that same benefit of the doubt. So grant yourself some beingness, grant your PCs beingness, and grant them the beingness to be aberrated. And you'll find very shortly that they will give up that aberration, and they're very glad to do so. your sessions will go much better, your whole life will run better, and it's from this very simple thing, just the granting of beingness. Well, that's about the end of this lecture, and I thank you for listening, and I hope this has made some sense to you, and I'll see you on the next one.